Spiritual power is the power of God's being and God's doing. This power resides fully in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Where God is fully present, His power will be fully felt. The same goes for when the Lord Jesus is present. This is not less true when the Holy Spirit is present. This era is that of the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work together through the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was on earth, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit worked through the Son, and before then, the three worked through the Father. In this dispensation, all the power of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is manifested through the Holy Spirit. All of their power resides in Him and where He is. Their power is present. He is present in man's spirit. Many wonder how someone who has not been baptized in the Holy Spirit can manifest spiritual power in a mighty way. Others wonder why another person who has not made much progress in the school of Christ-likeness in character can manifest such power. Others wonder how someone who prays so little can be so powerful. The reason for these abnormalities is this: the full power of God resides in the Holy Spirit who indwells man's spirit. The total power of God, the total power of God is at work today in the person of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in man, man is potentially able to manifest limitless power. However, the power must be released. It is released as follows: power through discipline, power through the Word, power through holiness, power through a Christ-like character, power through gifts of power, power through prayer, and power through a surrendered life. These represent the openings through which the power of the Holy Spirit, who is present in the human spirit, can be manifested, flow out, and do what God wants it to do. It is obvious that this power should help people to be like God in character. The power to be. This power should also enable people to be like God in action. The power to do. This includes miracles and all others. For fullest manifestations, the full power to be and the power to do should be released. God's ultimate purpose is that the church should present to Him all the channels needed for the full manifestation of His total power. Unfortunately, believers often hinder God. They do not let Him have His way unhindered in their lives, and He will not force things through. That is why there is often a contradictory manifestation of power. God may allow someone who is unyielded to manifest power through the gifts of power. Someone who is not baptized in the Holy Spirit can attain much spiritual power through a surrendered life and/or a life of prayer, discipline, knowledge, and the use of the Word, and so on.